Older people often struggle with their balance. A walker can help, but some adults refuse to use them because of how it makes them look. Colorado Public Radio's Nell London reports on efforts to give walkers a makeover.
Bob Barron cruises down the hall to his office in suburban Denver, pushing a metal walker. Green tennis balls on its legs glide along the carpet.
As you can see, I'm walking full speed.
Barron broke a hip last spring, which landed him in a wheelchair. Then he graduated to a walker. At age 91, he still works 5 days a week at the publishing company he founded. Today, he's editing letters between Thomas Jefferson and John Adams.
This is from Jefferson to John Adams. I can walk but little, but I ride 6 or 8 miles a day without fatigue.
It's for a book about the two presidents' accomplishments late in life.
I have so much joy in looking at the writers of the past, the writers of the present, that the fact that I hobble a little bit to get to my chair is immaterial.
Not everyone is so accepting as they lose their mobility, says Thomas Johnson, a geriatrician at the University of Colorado.
We know that when a patient has a fall, it's somewhere around 50% of these patients don't tell their doctor after. I suspect part of it is that they don't want to have to do any of these interventions, including, you know, using a walker, using a cane, those assistive devices.
That makes them likely to fall again. Falls account for $80 billion in medical expenses and are the leading cause of injury-related deaths in older adults. So, how do you get people to buy in to using a walker? Maybe you make a walker that's cool. A mountain bike-style tire squeaks on the floor of an innovation lab at CU, but it's on a 3-wheeled off-road walker with handlebar brakes painted hot lavender.
And what's cool about it is it can not only walk on mountain trails, it can also be on a beach if that's what you would need at some point, or just out and about on your ranch or farm.
Kathy Bodine runs the Center for Innovative Design and Engineering, which develops products for people with disabilities. In addition to the all-terrain model, the lab has an everyday walker in the works, one that's adjustable and can fold into the backseat of a car. An Italian design firm added aeronautic-style wheels and handles with stitched leather. Bodine has taken to calling it the sexy walker.
When you say, hey, would you like this or would you like a sexy walker? You know, the interest level goes right through the roof, you know? And I always joke, one thing I learned is third grade never dies. People want to look good. They want to feel good.
Dr. Johnson, who consulted on the project, says looks are not frivolous. A walker people like is one they'll use.
Overall, my hope is that through this project, we can help people get moving. And movement is medicine. And if we can get more people out into their communities in a safe way, that can help with loneliness, that can help with isolation, that can help them increase their strength, all of these things.
Bob Barron, the publisher, says he's gotten stronger using a walker. Soon he hopes to move to a cane.
In your life, a lot of things happen, but you should not let changes in your life, physical changes, affect what you're doing.
The Innovation Lab hopes to have the sexy walker on the market by 2027. For NPR News, I'm Nell London in Denver.